Welcome to the Character Chronicles, the people show. Each and every day we're checking the pulse of Husker Nation, brought to you by Nebraska Spine Hospital. Today I want to talk about the three defensive players that stood out the most to me during Nebraska's spring game. Now, the first guy that jumped out to me was inside linebacker Will Ahonis. Now, he wasn't always in the right spot, but here's what I noticed, and here's why he stood out to me, because he was always going 100 miles an hour and going 100%. I'd rather have a guy who's going 100 miles an hour giving me 100%, and he's not always right, than a guy who's trying to be right all the time, and he gives you maybe 75%. Here's my prediction for Will Ahonis. He's going to have more time. He's going to figure it out. He's going to get better, and he's going to be just fine. My prediction, he's going to be the Huskers' leading tackler at the end of this football season. The next guy that stood out to me is a guy who's gotten a fair amount of publicity, and justifiably so, and that's defensive end Deshaun Neal. Now, he had two legit sacks, and he beat two of our starting offensive linemen to get those sacks in the spring game. Now, he's listed at 6'7", 275 pounds. In the practice I went to, I spoke to the team afterwards. He came up to me, shook my hand. We're walking off the field together. I asked him what he weighed. He said he actually weighs 290 pounds. Now, if you look at him, he's got all the ability. He's got the length. He's got the size. He's got what you need. All right, he's got big upside in this aggressive Eric Chenander 3-4 defense. Now, another guy who stood out was nose guard Peyton Newell. And I like the fact that we're developing depth along this defensive line. Last year, we really had one sub you could send in that you somewhat trust, and that was Khalil Davis. This year, Ben Stille, another guy I'm going to mention, he stood out as well. Defensive end, he pushed the pocket a lot, he batted a couple of balls down. Part of me still wishes he was an outside linebacker, because the number one thing we need to find this season is a pass rusher, and he's about as good of a pass rusher as we have. But alas, he's a defensive end, and he's going to be one of those guys that contributes up front. You look at who we have. Our probable starters are Freedom McNamola, dude. When Mick Stoltenberg is healthy, he'll be at nose guard. You got Carlos Davis. Then you got the backups. You got Khalil Davis. You've got Peyton Newell, who I mentioned. You got Deshaun Neal. You got Ben Stille. You got all sorts of depth that is developing up front. All right, the next guy that stood out to me, last but certainly not least, is outside linebacker Alex Davis. Now, he had three, per se, tag-off sacks during the game, if you will. Now, everyone knows he's talented. Everyone knows he's athletic, former basketball player. The question was he going to figure out the fundamentals and techniques of football in time to contribute here at the University of Nebraska? It's starting to look, ladies and gentlemen, like he's starting to put it together. Now, there were some other guys that stood out to me as well, but these were the three that stood out to me the most. Now, the defense didn't always look good throughout the game. There were times the offense looked a little bit better, but you got to keep in mind, this is a spring game. We have an offensive-minded head coach. It's a controlled environment. There are spring games where sometimes the defense doesn't even blitz, but I'm getting tempered excitement about this defense, especially if we can develop that depth on the front seven. The biggest question, we got to find pass rushers and the secondary. Those are the two biggest question marks we need to address, but one of the things I like, and you look at last year's defense, Bob Diaco, read and react, it just didn't fit what these guys wanted to do, especially the defensive line. They are quick twitch, want to get up the field and penetrate athletes, and that's exactly what this Eric Chenander 3-4 defensive aggressive style of play calling does. So I think that's going to fit well. All right, Character Chronicle lights. I just made that word up. I kind of like it. I hope you do too. The rest of this week, so much to talk about. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 8 a.m. Central Time. And then next week, I'll go back to my regular offseason schedule Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Until then, go Big Red. I love this shirt. And always remember to throw the bones. Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around. An experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.